For Monitor. This week in Los Angeles, the court upheld the right of Los Angeles and Hollywood residents to walk around nude on their private property. Well, I should think so. After all, isn't that our fifth freedom? The right to bear? Music. A song by Petula Clark, American Boy.
Kentucky to New York City, California to Idaho. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, there's something that you gotta love. Once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Oh, once those American boys get near you, take good care of your charming and some are witty. Some can look like a movie star. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, remember wherever you are.
From my family tree.
Wonderful world, hello, everyone, howdy.
And he's joined by exciting Peter Noon, famous as Herman of Herman's Hermits in the title role.
Head over heels for you, life seems sweet to me.
Join them both for lots of music, lots of fun, with seven sparkling new songs.
Come join the beautiful people and dance the night away.
Come join the brightest family show of the year, Pinocchio, on the Hallmark Hall of Fame. Tonight, in color, on the NBC television network. Ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Today, South Vietnam's representatives to the peace conference arrived in Paris. Our correspondent reports on that in 1 minute. brought to you by State Farm, Fire, and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hello, I'm Pat Paulson. One night I was sitting in my den trying to relax with a good book in front of a roaring fire. I found it difficult to relax because I don't have a fireplace. Considering the situation carefully, I decided to call the fire department, and I also called my State Farm agent. I called him because I have a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowner's insurer. A policy that protects my home and belongings, that covers them in case of fire, storm, theft, that protects me in the event of, perish forbid, a liability lawsuit. Soon I had a check from State Farm to cover damages. I still don't have a fireplace, but I read a lot in front of the furnace.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now here's George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
South Vietnam's Vice President Ky arrived here today, but the precise role he'll play in the peace negotiations has yet to be spelled out. Officially, he's not a member of his government's delegation to the talks. He is instead its so-called supreme advisor. The nominal chief of the Saigon delegation is Pham Dang Lam, a professional diplomat who spent several months here as observer at the preliminary negotiations. The expectation is that Ky will perform the same function for his side as Lee Dak Tho, a member of North Vietnam's ruling Politburo, does for the Hanoi delegation. Tho also is not officially a member of his government's negotiating team, but he has usually been included in the formal sessions with the United States. And few here doubt that it's he who calls the tune rather than Suan Thuy, who is nominally the number one North Vietnamese negotiator. It isn't yet clear whether Ky also will attend sessions, but the betting here is that he will, at least some of the time. The view is that he's been dispatched mainly to protect President Thieu's political flank at home from charges of a sellout. As the most hawkish of South Vietnam's hawks, it would be difficult for other hardliners in Saigon to attack any settlement to which Ky agreed. George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
Ring around the world. Close-ups of events here and abroad. Tony Bennett's new one, My Favorite Things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things. And then I don't feel so bad. Music. ashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver-white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Don't forget your FTD florist.
My FTD florist?
Reserve Christmas flowers now. He'll deliver them on time.
Sergio Mendes, in 1 minute, on the Monitor Beacon.
Nearly 1 million New Yorkers have arthritis. Just a statistic until it happens to you. This is Jack Hayes. When arthritis strikes, the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation is ready with the latest knowledge and a wide range of services to help you deal with your disease. For immediate help, call 677-5790 or write the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation, 221 Park Avenue South, New York, New York, 10003.
Beat Charlie Brown by Henry Gibson. The Charlie Brown, he is your friend. He goes on without end. Every day from 3 to 7, his reward, Radio Heaven. WNBC, Radio 66, New York. Stay tuned, you hear?
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Monitor Music, Scarborough Fair, Sergio Mendes, Brazil 904.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to the one who lives there. True love of mine. Are you going?
turquoise and scarlet blob. That's the only way I can describe the creature from outer space. It's breathing purple fire on the pink raspberry and lime green shopping center as the silver blue Air Force jets attack. Here come the cocoa brown tanks spraying him with ruby red flame. But the creature is repelling them with a bright lavender ray.
That was a science fiction movie on color radio to show you what you're missing by not owning RCA color TV. Why not watch TV like it is, in color? Why not the color TV with the most accurate fine-tuning to bring in your colors sharp and clear? RCA color TV. This Christmas, why not?
The yellow, turquoise, and scarlet creature is melting. We've won. The Earth is saved.
No job of going is good. Knowing when to leave may be the smartest thing that anyone can learn. No. I'm afraid my heart is very small. Point of no return. Life, foolish as it seems, I still have my dream. So I keep hoping day after day as I wait for the man I need. Night after night, and I wait for a love that can be. Though I'm sure that no.
Was Michelle Lee and knowing when to leave. Another smart move, knowing what to give.
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
One of the joys of Christmas is definitely not traveling. Getting there is not half the fun, and this year things are not going to be any better. Ted Smart, NBC News Chicago, reports.
The season to be jolly appears now to be taking on grim aspects. For many of the extra millions of holiday travelers and their families, there will be tragedy, death, and injury on the highway. The National Safety Council is expected to predict more than 250 deaths on the nation's roads during the Wednesday Christmas holiday, a figure abnormally high, says the council, because of so many people trying to crowd so much travel into a single 24-hour period. The Safety Council says, historically, a one-day Christmas holiday brings the highest fatality rate. Airlines say that peak travel periods will be the weekend before Christmas and the weekend after New Year's. All carriers, the bus lines, railroads, and airlines are adding additional service, but they all advise travelers to make reservations well in advance and to travel outside of peak weekend periods. The airlines especially are bracing for a rush. Despite the added flights, jams are expected from two sources. Most major airports need extra boarding gates, and without them, additional aircraft will matter little. But most of all, bad weather and strict adherence by air controllers to federal safety regulations may stack up jets on the ground and in the air. The difficulty of commercial airliners to handle increased passenger loads under these conditions may force hundreds of thousands of travelers to take to the roads. The National Safety Council says it now looks as if 80 million additional passenger miles may be logged by motorists for this reason. And this, the council says, could lead directly to additional highway deaths. Ted Smart, NBC News, Chicago. Sounds of our times and Hey Jude. News is next, then we'll carry on here. Monitor for Morgan.
Confucius say it's wise to stay within.
This is Governor Rockefeller. This is Crime Control Week in New York State, marking the deep concern we all share in the fight against crime. Crime Control Week also presents an opportunity to pay tribute to New York's outstanding state police. Here are examples of their latest achievements. During this year, our state police have made an outstanding record in narcotics detection and arrests, working with the Federal Bureau of Narcotics and local police. A state police academy, capable of training 200 men at a time, is being constructed in Albany for use by the end of next year. State police communications have been computerized and tied in with the FBI system. And each year has brought new equipment, new techniques, and new achievements. New York State's residents have every reason to be proud of this fine force.
What happens at noon? Gerhardt, weekdays, noon to 3, on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.